WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Last week, we introduced you to the mission of the Hurricane Hunters of the 53rd Weather Reconnaissance Squadron. The FIX mission is where the aerial reconnaissance weather officer will direct the crew to the true center of the storm. In order to get a good overall look at the storm, the unit flies the storm using an alpha pattern, which consists of intercardinal headings with legs of 105 nautical miles in length. This alpha pattern is repeated two times during one mission. During flight, weather data is continuously collected and sent directly to the National Hurricane Center via satellite communications. Since the WC-130J is not equipped for aerial refueling, the alpha pattern will continue until bingo fuel is reached or the National Hurricane Center has received all the information it needs. The flights enter major hurricanes, Category 3 or above, at 10,000 feet. While penetrating the eye wall, a weather instrument called a dropson is released to determine the maximum winds at the surface, and then another son is released in the eye to detect the lowest pressure at the surface. A third dropson is released as the aircraft exits the eye, typically on the opposite side from the initial penetration. After exiting the eye, the aerial reconnaissance weather officer creates a vortex message that includes the exact latitude and longitude of the center, as well as maximum winds, maximum temperature, and minimum pressure. Dropsons released from the aircraft collect the same vertical data that radiosons carried aloft by weather balloons do over land. But instead of going up, these instruments go down or drop, gathering weather data including wind direction and speed, pressure, temperature, and humidity from the plane's altitude to the water's surface, creating a vertical profile of the atmosphere. In our next installment on Hurricane Hunters, we'll take a look at the why of what they do and look into other missions besides hurricanes. If you have a question about the weather, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.